Welcome back, everybody. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2027. Now let's talk about big housing plans, Hootie Ingram, and out-of-state abortion. We're also going to talk about various kinds of weather to look for this week. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Well, some housing developments are more involved than others. The one that's coming to Interstate 65 and 565 is an ambitious one. AL.com's William Thornton reports that a planned development between Huntsville and Decatur near Mooresville covers 411 acres, will cost $2.2 billion, result in 3,500 homes, and could take three decades to complete. You think the market might go up and down during that time? 1818 Farms co-owner Lawrence McCrary and his sister, Margaret Ann Crumlish, are selling the property to the developers in a land partnership model that'll make the project a slow build. McCrary said the deal is not something that they went after, but since growth was coming anyway, quote, "We think a well-thought-out, predominantly residential development is the best way to do it, not something quick, fast, and cheap." And the key was finding like-minded developers. The developers are Rochford Realty and Construction of Nashville and Land Innovations of Brentwood, Tennessee. Now, if you're interested in seeing what the concept might look like, it was modeled on the Stevens Valley planned community near Nashville. Just swing by on your next trip to the Opry. Former college football player, coach, and athletics director Hootie Ingram has passed away, reports AL.com's Craig Stevenson. Cecil Ingram was born in Tuscaloosa. He was living there when he died, and he'll be buried there Saturday at Calvary Baptist Church. He played football and baseball at the University of Alabama in the 1950s and was an all-SEC defensive back as a sophomore. He played a year in the NFL and then coached high school and college ball, culminating in three seasons as Clemson's head football coach from 1970 to 72. Now, according to Clemson University, it was Ingram who pushed for a logo design that resulted in that tiger paw print. After that, he was an associate commissioner for the SEC, then athletics director at Florida State as the Seminoles rose to national prominence in the 80s, and then at Alabama in time to hire Gene Stallings as head football coach. He resigned from Alabama when it was placed on NCAA probation in 95. Hootie Ingram was 90 years old. A federal judge denied Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's motion to dismiss a lawsuit claiming he can't prosecute people who facilitate Alabamians seeking abortions in other states, reports AL.com's Howard Koplowitz. The lawsuit was filed by abortion rights groups and alleges that Marshall violated free speech rights when he made a statement claiming anyone who helps women travel to and obtain abortions in states where it's legal can be charged with conspiracy. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson would not throw out the case. He wrote that Marshall's claims on the right to travel defy history, precedent, and common sense. Quote, "Such a constrained conception of the right to travel would erode the privileges of national citizenship and is inconsistent with the Constitution," end quote. Hey folks, we're going to take an ad break so we can afford to run the AC sometime this week. When we come back, we're going to talk weather with reporter Lee Morgan. Note that the recording is a few hours old, so the Midwestern tornado news was developing, and we don't talk about that except in passing. We're going to stick with Alabama stuff we expect this week. Lee's always great, so y'all stick around if you can. Well, thanks for coming back, everybody. You know, with all the weather news that's been made across the nation and us in Alabama looking at, you know, potentially stormy weather during the week, I thought it was a good time to bring back weather reporter Lee Morgan to kind of explain the weather pattern we're in and what we might see throughout the state. What do you say, Lee? Thanks for coming on and doing it.
Thanks. All across the interwebs, people are going, oh, man, because you have me on, that means bad weather.
Usually bad news.
But hopefully this, knock on wood, cross your fingers, toss some salt over your shoulder, this one won't be as bad. Now, I know everybody probably was watching the severe weather late Monday night and into this morning across the Midwest. They had like a rare 5 out of 5 high risk for parts of Oklahoma and Kansas. And, you know, big tornado, tornado alley, that kind of thing. Hadn't seen that in a while. And so sometimes the natural question for us here is, are all those storms going to come this way? And yes and no. We're expect that Storm Prediction Center is forecasting for today only a level 1 risk for severe weather for most of North Alabama, parts of Central Alabama, parts of West Alabama. Now, as Ike tells you frequently, we record our weather segments in advance, so that could change a little bit. So be sure and check your local forecast to see a level 1 severe weather risk just means that isolated severe storms will be possible. So what the National Weather Service is expecting is a little disturbance in the force, so to speak. Just a little weather impulse could move across the state sometime starting tomorrow, this afternoon. It could be lunchtime. It could be a little after. The timing's still a little iffy. And then it could produce a few strong to severe storms. They're not expecting big tornadoes with this, just some damaging winds and maybe some hail. And it's not a slam dunk thing. There's not all the ingredients for severe weather aren't really all in place, lined up perfectly. So it's kind of a wait and see situation like these things often are.
It is definitely not that level 5 that the Midwest got.
No. We don't want any of those. We hadn't had one of those in a while. So that's today. So, you know, just kind of keep an eye on the weather, especially if you're in Northwest Alabama this afternoon, just in case a severe storm happens to come your way. And then on Wednesday, they've ramped it up a little bit. The Storm Prediction Center has a level 2 out of 5 risk. As of this time period, the level 2 area is like from Birmingham, Gadsden, northward to the Tennessee state line. And then there's a little slice of Alabama right through Central Alabama that has a level 1 risk. A level 2 risk just means they call it a slight risk. And what that means is scattered severe thunderstorms will be possible. Now, what they're expecting on Wednesday, and it's probably not going to be during the day Wednesday, you're fine. It's Wednesday night into probably more like early Thursday morning. They're expecting a big cluster of storms. They call it an MCS, or mesoscale convective system. Say that fast 3 times. They're expecting one of those to form.
Now, I hate those, by the way.
I do too. Everybody does, because they're a problem. They're a long-lived cluster of storms, and they can travel hundreds of miles and stay together. What they're expecting is one of those to form somewhere up to the northwest of here and drop down into the state Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. Now, who knows? You know, these things are, you know, it's looking at the crystal ball, but they feel a little more confident that that could take place. Now, the timing is still in question. So Wednesday night, Thursday morning, just kind of keep, especially if you're in North Alabama, Central Alabama, keep an eye on things. They're still the same kind of risk. Damaging winds and some hail, heavy rain, but there could be an isolated tornado or so with Wednesdays. Now, Tuesday, not so much to worry about it, but Wednesday, just keep an eye out for it. And then Thursday, there's a cold front, an actual cold front that's going to come through. And we're getting to the time of year here in Alabama where cold fronts just kind of give up the ghost when they get to Alabama. It's so hot, you know, in the summertime, they just kind of fall apart. We're almost to that point, but not yet. And a cold front is supposed to come through on Thursday. And what it's going to bring is lovely temperatures back into the 70s for a lot of us. You know, because...
Now, between now and then, when it's not storming, how hot's it going to get?
It's going to be hot. I'm sorry. I'm not excited about it. So I know some of you people like you like hot weather.
It's time to cut the grass.
No, I do not like... I'm not ready for it. Y'all got to agree with me out there. Like, on Monday, it hit 92 in Dothan. And a lot of rest of Alabama was in the mid to even upper 80s. That's going to be the case again today and Wednesday. Those will be the hottest days when we're looking at more widespread 90s across mostly south central South Alabama, but up into central Alabama too. And then Thursday, once that cold front comes through, we'll see things kind of moderate a little bit. And then by Friday and Saturday, highs will be in the 70s. It's going to be lovely. I can't wait. And then the 6 to 10 day outlook for temperatures from the Climate Prediction Center has a pretty decent chance of Alabama having some below average temperatures going into next week. So I'm all for that.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't remember whether we talked about this last time or not, but it's a good time to mention it again, just for the heck of it. We're about a month away, less than a month away now until hurricane season, the official Atlantic hurricane season. That doesn't mean, you know, they'll be lined up in the Gulf on June 1st. But what are they saying? What did they tell us with our preseason predictions? I said ours. You know, Colorado State and all those folks who predict hurricane seasons.
Well, I like Colorado State because they've been doing it for decades now, right? And so I pay attention to theirs when they come out. NOAA hasn't released its hurricane outlook yet. It'll come out later this month. Like you said, the official start of the hurricane season is June the 1st. The CSU forecast is not one I like very much this year because they're looking...
I think it's not the forecast you have a problem with. It's the content of the forecast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I love Colorado State. They're great. There's been a lot of chatter among the weather weenies this spring about what could be a really busy hurricane season. Some of the trends and the speculation has been a little scary, but hopefully that will not play out. You know, we just got to wait and see how conditions present themselves over the summer. But Colorado State is predicting an above average number of hurricanes. Now, just because we have more hurricanes doesn't mean those hurricanes are all going to hit land areas, right? But, you know, there's a greater chance of that. So we're keeping an eye on that. We'll see what NOAA has to say when they issue their forecast. I assume it's going to be fairly similar. It may not be quite as, the numbers may not be quite as high as CSU. I'm looking at it now as they're forecasting their early April forecast, and they'll update this, but 23 named storms, so it's tropical storms and hurricanes, 11 hurricanes, and major hurricanes, which are Category 3 or stronger, 5. So, and, you know, the official start of the season is June the 1st. I think in mid-May, the National Hurricane Center down in Miami will start issuing their little tropical weather outlooks just to, you know, keep an eye on things. And we've had a lot of years, not last year, but I don't think if memory serves, but we had a lot of years where storms get going before the official season starts. I think there was like an 8 year in a row stretch. So let's hope that's not the case this year.
That's where you would have a tropical storm form out in the Atlantic and it would be a fish storm and just curl on out to.
Well, sometimes, but I think 1 year we had one in the Gulf and, you know, it's just wherever they're expecting the sea surface temperatures to be super warm this year. They're expecting El Nino, which typically has a dampening effect on hurricane formation. They're expecting it to fade away over the summer and La Nina, which is its opposite, so to speak, to take its place. So a lot of factors are pointing toward a busier season. I will note that in the list of names that they have, you know, they recycle it every year. There is no Hurricane Ike this year. So You're safe. I think they retired
they
you.
Should, they should have, because that was a bad...
Watch what you say.
that was a bad hurricane.
Shut your mouth. Oh, sorry. I was doing the shaft thing. Right. That's why I thought you were going. But anyway, it was. And I remember being in Key West not too long after Hurricane Ike passed through, and they did not like Ike in Key West. Yeah, there was lots of go away Ikes and stay away Ikes.
I've seen that in much of Alabama and Florida over the time. Well, we'll do first things first. I mean, it hadn't been that long ago we got past the threat of frost, so hurricanes are down the line. Lee, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this and talking about this week. The normal disclaimers out there, you know, it's all as of this recording and forecast change, but mostly just keep an eye on the weather this week, and we will too. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see us on the internet at al.com.